from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At long last, the Atlanta Falcons get a big-time pass rusher they have coveted for, I would say, more than a year. Going back to Montez Sweat, they certainly were in that deal. Hassan Reddick, they were in that deal. And now get Matthew Judon, the former Pro Bowler, big-time sack master for the New England Patriots. Mostly, he wanted a new contract, set to make less than $7 million this year because money from this year was moved forward in his contract. The Patriots had extensive talks with Judon to try to get a deal done. In the end, they could not get a deal done for his contract. They did get a deal done to trade him to the Atlanta Falcons.
Ian Rappaport, Matthew Judon to New England. So they lose Christian Barmore and Matthew Judon. Patriots. It's interesting, too, because they didn't really play Drake May that much. They play tonight. We got to put together a three-way parlay for Eagles and Patriots tonight. Your next preseason game's on the way. Jeremy and Joe, good morning. Happy Thursday.
Yeah, the one thing they kind of had was, hey, their defense should still be really good. And didn't they just lose their two best defensive players? Two of them?
Two of them, yeah. Yeah, Judon traded. I saw Ben Volin, friend of the show, refer to it as the Patriots get rid of a distraction. And I would just like to say that in my life, I would like to start referring to things that I lose as losing distractions. I got rid of that distraction.
Uh-huh.
You know,
yeah.
Your car gets stolen. Well, I finally got rid of that distraction. Here's Matthew Judon, a provably good player. And it's just like, oh, they got rid of a distraction. Okay. And they got a third round pick for a guy who's kind of old. But I wonder if the Bills made a call there. We spoke earlier this week about the idea of trading for Hassan Reddick.
Yeah.
And Judon's a good player. I wonder if when word got out that New England was open to moving him, if the Bills made a call. It's a position. Would anyone be shocked if they pursued more help there?
He fits. He's like the perfect type of player for me for them. Like, he's just all around good, pass rush, versatile. The problem is, though, if they made a call on him, he had the exact same salary you had to take on as Ayuk. So it was four. I thought it was $14 million.
No, 6.7.
Oh, really? Okay. So they would have been able to fit that in?
No, Reddick was four. No, I'm sorry.
I thought Reddick was $6 million.
No.
And that they could get him in.
Judon. Oh, I'm sorry. You're right. The Patriots did retain salary in this deal.
Okay.
The Falcons only took 6.7.
Okay, so then if that was on the table, the Bills could have called and tried to do the same thing where, hey, if you guys retain a couple of million, then we could fit it in and then we can give you the pick you want.
Yeah. His base salary is 6.5. So
Are they in the mode to be drafting for 32-year-old pass rushers?
No, probably not.
So I might want to guess they didn't.
Or if they were going to, they would have done it as a rental. They might have wanted to hope that he was available at the deadline and then make a call.
Yeah.
Because he's a UFA and now he's looking for a big contract.
And you'd have more information on what Von Miller is at that point in time.
Yep. 803-0550. Okay, so on Diggs, there was a tweet yesterday about Diggs. Are you ready for it?
Sure, I'm ready.
Okay. So, week four of 2023, what's that? Is that...
Week four of 2023, is that the week after...
That's the Dolphins game.
That's the week after the Dolphins game, I think. Isn't it?
The reason I bring that up...
No, I think you're right. The Dolphins were 3-0.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, DJ Bienemy, ESPN reporter covering the Texans, started with, CJ Stroud just connected on a 65-yard deep ball to Diggs. The connection today is electric. Been nothing but big gains.
Mm-hmm.
CJ to Diggs, another big gain. No lie, Diggs has been looking like the Diggs from week four of 2023. Look up those numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Next tweet, Diggs scored again. Next tweet, and this is the one I wanted to get to.
Okay.
This is DJ Bienemy covers the Texans for ESPN.
Yep.
And this is the reason I bring this up is because yesterday the afternoon guys talked about, like, how will this trade be evaluated? What are the parameters if we decide good idea or bad idea?
Okay.
Texans reporter, today's another reminder of why Diggs might be the number one when the season rolls around. He has two big touchdowns with, I think, 5 to 6 catches. He's been targeted almost 10 times. No other receivers had that type of feeding in practice this camp. And there's another report about the chemistry growing between Diggs and Stroud as being like, these two are locked in on the same page.
Yep.
And I've not seen anybody suggest that Diggs could be the number one. I still might not think it's all that likely.
Yeah.
Here's the Texans reporter who would have covered Tank Dell, Nico Collins, and this team last year,
mm-hmm.
saying Diggs might be the number one receiver from this year.
Mm-hmm. If you're watching a practice where he looks unstoppable, it's going to be, you're going to probably want to have that thought that he could, right? Hey, could he? Could he really be their number one? Wouldn't it be pretty incredible if he was, given that he isn't capable of being a number one anymore? I don't know that he is. He might be. Nico Collins, though, is so good.
He's amazing. Nico Collins is a top 15 receiver in the league, probably.
Him coming in over top of Nico Collins is Diggs is the Diggs of the normal.
Yeah, he's the same guy. That's what that would mean. It's the same guy.
Yeah. And isn't most people betting he's a little bit lesser than the same guy?
Yes. We've thought, you know, are they going to use him in the slot? Blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
But the answer to the question is, there's probably a lot of different answers. What's the right answer? The afternoon show asked yesterday, how do we evaluate whether or not the trade ends up being a good idea or a bad idea? Because there are 50 different ways you could do it. One is, does Curtis Samuel put up his same numbers?
Mm-hmm.
Some might say, that's proof. You got a guy to do it for cheaper, even though it costs you $31 million and not a Diggs. It could be the offense finishes right where it normally finishes and Allen spreads the ball around. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
It could be a lot of things.
Could it be finishing? Would it be team related? What about finishing further than the Texans?
I feel like that's it, isn't it?
You got to finish further than them.
Isn't everything the Bills do determined success or failure based on what happens in the final game they play?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sure.
That's kind of where they live now. That's where we live. Is it a success? I mean, if he had 600 yards for the season, but catches two touchdowns in the divisional playoff to beat the Bills, oops.
Yeah, well,
you messed up.
Yeah.
But if he has 600 yards and they lose in the wild card round, like, told you so. It's the playoffs. And if the Bills have a really good offense, totally balanced, good to go, and then go to the playoffs and score 10 against Lou Anarumo and the Bengals.
Yep.
Oops.
Yep.
Everything they do, whether it's Mitch Morse, Gabe Davis, I mean, Diggs is obviously the headline grabber, but, you know, this is about the playoffs.
That's why the goalposts might always move on this.
They definitely will.
Because even if that season plays out the way it is, I could see still a defense of the Diggs trade when the Bills do something next offseason with money that they wouldn't have otherwise had they not moved on from Diggs when they did. And at the same time, like, he could do incredible things. He could be the number one for Houston. And they could go to the AFC Championship game. And he wanted his contract worked out so that he's a free agent after the year. So how's that going to be evaluated if he leaves Houston for nothing and goes to Dallas?
It depends. Did Houston win the Super Bowl? It's going to be viewed as a great
If he
move.
Wins the Super Bowl, there's no... Yeah. It doesn't if, matter if what
they,
happens after
if
that.
If they go to the AFC Championship game, is that not good enough? Like, if they
he leaves after going to the AFC Championship game for Dallas to play with his brother.
They go and the Bills don't. It's another year where you didn't go.
See, even that, though, you're going to hear a lot of, well, if I was going to lose him for nothing, now I got a second-round pick. Neither of us won.
We're sitting here talking about second-round picks instead of AFC Championship games. We've lost the plot. Like, really? This team hasn't been in the AFC Championship game in years, and we talk about them like they go every year.
Yeah. No, I know. That's right. I don't. It's tough. The goalposts are gonna move on it all the time.
I agree. It is tough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the first one I mentioned was the idea of, like, well, his production against Curtis Samuel. There was a moment where we thought the both of them would be on the team, and that would be appealing to some.
There was a couple of weeks where I loved that idea.
Right. Right. It didn't last very long. 803-0550. So I don't know. Is he gonna be the number one there?
I would still
be very surprised, but
I'd still bet against it.
But you also had the defensive coordinator for the Texans yesterday raving about him, the precision route running.
Yep.
Blah, blah, blah. So the reports in Houston, granted, put my hand up and say this, it's camp season. Everybody looks great. Everybody's gonna say that all the time. So you have to wait till the regular season to find out if it's true.
Yeah.
But he's getting rave reviews from media and teammates and players that are there.
Yeah. Houston's kind of like the whole ideology of, hey, it's actually better to not have a number one receiver because then you don't know who's going to get the ball. Houston is actually the only way you would actually want to do it.
Right, have three guys.
You have three number one receivers, arguably. Maybe Tank Dell, it's giving him a lot of credit this early on. But I don't know.
He had an incredible year.
He had production like he was trending towards that.
As a rookie.
Right. So give me, I have three number one wide receivers. Now do I really have one? Not really, because that's where you want to really be. It's, hey, they don't know where the ball's going because I have three different options that are really good. That's if you want to ever get to that point where, hey, it's actually beneficial for them to not know where the ball is going. Okay, well, then in this situation, yes, because they're all really good, great players. When you have a bunch of guys that are, it's not the same. You're not getting the same impact just because they don't know where the ball's going as Houston, who if Diggs is performing like that in the regular season, and they have three guys that are capable of being other teams' number one wide receivers, you know, they might get the benefit of it for real.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. Bills and Steelers joint practice today. have asked on Twitter for your fight squad. Three players most likely to fight. I'm going to give Harry the nod for the funniest name mentioned. Tyler Bass.
What happens there that he gets involved?
Tyler Bass.
Uh-huh.
If Tyler Bass got into a fight, would the whole goal for him to be to get a guy on the ground so he could kick him? He's got a powerful leg. Isn't that what you
it'd
do?
Be like his, if you were a WWE wrestler, it would be his finishing move.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he would punt the guy. He would kick the guy.
He could probably get his leg high enough, right?
Yeah,
he's going to have to get him down.
That might be right. Swing it through pretty well.
Yep. Who's the least likely to fight? Least likely on the Bills to fight.
Oh, what about Trubisky? Not as likely, but just
to fight?
He's got a revenge practice today.
Oh, against the Steelers?
Ben DiNucci gets in a fight to show he's already bleeding blue and red.
It's like when the Sabres trade for a guy and he fights on the first game just to prove his teammates.
A lot of potential here.
Yeah, that's right.
Another tweet. Shakir, Hamlin, and Cook. James Cook might be the least likely to fight. No?
James Cook?
He's pretty low-key character.
How about Sam Martin?
I would agree with that.
Punter Sam Martin.
Sam Martin.
Punters are good for this. Yep.
Reed Ferguson.
I think Reed would go at it if he needed to a little bit.
Joint practice. The Steelers cannot wait to practice punts. Let me tell you. Mike Tomlin's excited to punt today. I'm sure they'll get lots of punts in. Anyway, 803-0550 and 1-888-550-2550. Jeremy and Joe on a nice Thursday. It's going to be sunny. It'll be in the upper 70s all the way into the 80s today, the mid-80s by like 4 or 5 o'clock. So a beautiful day today and tomorrow. Weekend looks a little wet, so plan accordingly. So you can give us a call at 803-0550. Coming up, Andrew Filippone, 7:30, Sal 8, Nick Mendola on the potential hiring of Pochettino to coach Team USA. It's exciting. I mean, exciting enough, right?
I'm soccered up for this coming weekend. We're going to get an announcement today for their best manager they've probably ever had, and then Premier League starts tomorrow.
Very good. You can give us a call if you want and join in, 803-0550 on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.